Welcome back to the Jordan Syatt Mini Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. I am beyond excited for you to listen to this episode. I speak with Inner Circle member Chiara, who has lost 30 pounds since January. Today's date is May 21st. Since January 2020, she's lost 30 pounds while continuing to eat pizza. And she's had Oreos actually every single day. She'll tell you all about it in this episode. Chiara, thank you so much for coming on. You're incredible. To everyone listening, I hope you enjoy the episode. If you do, please leave a 5-star review on iTunes and make sure you reach out to Chiara. She gives her Instagram at the end of the episode. Just say thank you, because as you'll see very quickly, she's extraordinary beyond belief, and I really hope it helps. Enjoy the episode.
What's up?
Chiara, hello.
I was hoping that wouldn't be on video because I'm looking pretty dorky. All I had with the microphone were my work headphones. So.
Oh my God, stop it. You don't look dorky at all. I got this goofy ass microphone here. Trust me, you do not look dorky at all. I'm just super excited to be able to talk with you. I've been looking forward to this all week. I am stoked.
No, I'm stoked. Like I said, try not to geek out.
Where are you based?
I am in Lexington, Kentucky.
Oh, nice. That's awesome. Have you been there your whole life?
I was born in Western Kentucky. I came to Lexington in 95 to go to UK, University of Kentucky, and okay. I've been here ever since.
Do you like it?
I love it.
Yeah. And yeah. Do you have family there too?
They're about 3 hours away in Western Kentucky. Actually, I have a best friend that lives here in Louisville, about an hour away, which is where I am right now. Okay. I camp out here. I've been here for a week. I went crazy with COVID. I live by myself. Well, me and my Great Dane. And so 2 months with, you know, no human contact was a lot. So I came to my best friend's house for a week, and here it is. Here I am.
Are you still able to work or no?
Yes, I work for the state. We're able to work from home. I'm a supervisor for the Department of Revenue. So I have tax auditors that are auditing businesses, which it's kind of an unfortunate time to be doing that right now.
Yeah, it's never a good time to do that, especially right now. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're trying to stay away from anybody who's been severely impacted and just finish up things that we already had going and not start anything new right now. So yeah, I've been able to work, but there's not a lot to do right now. So.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm glad that you're still able to work. That's huge. Yeah.
I'm thankful for it. It makes me thankful for my job, you know, and the security that I have in that.
Yeah. So listen, I know that you're busy and I don't want to take up too much of your time, but I'm very excited to talk with you, for a number of reasons, not least of which the email that you sent, I think it was 2 weeks ago now, 3 weeks ago now, it blew me away. It just absolutely blew me away. My jaw dropped, hit the floor. I mean, losing, you said you lost 30 pounds since January.
Yeah.
Could you just, I would just love to hear your story.
Absolutely.
I just want to learn about you. I want you to tell me about who you are. And it doesn't only have to be fitness related, but I would love to hear, because what you've done is not the norm. The results that you have is not, it's not usual. It's the things that people look at on social media and they say, I'll never be that person to make that kind of progress. It's the stuff that people don't believe that they could actually accomplish. And I'm so interested in your story. I want to hear you tell me about it from start to finish, whatever you're willing to share.
Absolutely. So I've always been an active person. I used to love working out a lot, worked with personal trainers. I love to go hiking. I always have a dog. I'm into Great Danes. Those are big dogs.
They need lots of exercise. Yeah, I love big dogs.
I've always been active. I'd say in my early 30s, I was in the best shape that I was ever in my life. But when I hit around the mid 30s, you know, I had all these friends that we would go to the gym and work out together, meet there for class. Hell, we would run 2 miles to the gym, do a class and run home. Still mow the yard, you know, I was in great shape. But when I hit my mid 30s, my friends started having kids and stopped going to the gym. And then I was kind of on my own and I kind of hit the wall. Mm-hmm. Stopped working out, you know, still walking dog and being a little bit active. But I think, as you know, when you're not focused on fitness, not only, you know, not working out, but then your nutrition starts to kind of go
That's
down
exactly
with that
right.
as well.
Yeah.
And so throughout the next 5 years, so from about 35 to 40, I just didn't care. I didn't care what I ate. I don't eat a lot of healthy food. When we get into that in a little bit, you'll probably be disappointed.
I doubt I'll be disappointed. I promise you that.
But yeah, so
I ate a Big Mac every day for a month.
This is how I heard about you. We'll get into that. So yeah, so I let it all go. And before you know it, I went from 125, 130 fit and muscular to about 180 pounds. I'm 4'11". Okay. So 4'11", 40 years old, 180 pounds. And what got me was that I started feeling like all this back fat. And I'd never had that before. I'm like, what's going on back here? And so I started looking in the mirror and I'm like, oh my God, there are rolls all over my back. You know, I mean, I knew I had put on weight, but I don't know. I just never realized it just smacked me one day. Like, yeah. Whoa. And so, like I said,
people see a picture of themselves and it's just like, it just hits them one day. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, like I said, most of my friends, we're on different ends of town. Lexington's not too big, but big enough to where people don't want to travel across town, especially when they have kids to work out. So I had one friend that was doing a boot camp type thing. So I just kind of joined her in with that a few times a week doing boot camp. Yeah, I started to clean up my diet a little bit. Thought I was doing, better than I was. Like, oh, yeah, I'm back on the train. Working crushing out, eating better. This weight's just going to start dropping. But it didn't. I mean, it did a little bit just because I started moving more. I probably dropped 10 pounds. So I went down from 180 to 170. And I mean, that was a year. That was a long time just to go down 10 pounds because I wasn't counting calories. I was just moving more and cleaning it up a little bit. But, one of those weekend warriors where I just ate everything in sight. So.
Got it.
So after about a year of that, there was a little kickboxing gym up the road from my house that I joined. I used to do Muay Thai when I was real fit. And so when I saw this awesome. Kickboxing, I love Muay Thai. So, but
that
I'm a little too old
no
for it.
Joke.
I get bruised up and your neck hurts when they're slinging you around by your neck. So I got to a point where I couldn't do that, So this
You're
little
just
kickboxing.
A straight up badass. Like,
no,
taking elbows and knees. Like that's crazy.
Well, I never competed. I never was in a match. It was just class. But we did all that. My instructor was for real. He wanted us to experience it all. Neck night was the worst night when we swung each other by the neck. Like the next day, you could barely turn your head. So, but anyways, this was just a little kickboxing gym. You do six rounds. You do a pretty tough warm up, burpees, push ups, all that fun stuff for about 15 minutes. You do about six rounds of kickboxing and a couple of glove drills with partners, and then you're out. You have some stretching. You're out. So by doing that, still doing a little bit of the boot camp on the side, I went down another 10 pounds. So I was down to about 160. And I was like, all right, this is good. Because it was so much better than where I was.
Yeah.
And so at this point, I'm 42. And like I said, 4'11", thinking I have terrible metabolism. And 160 is about as much as I thought that I would ever be again. I didn't think I could get down any because I wasn't willing to do what I thought was necessary to lose weight, what I had been taught all of these years. You got to drink a crap ton of water. You can't eat after 8. You have to eat all vegetables, no sugar, all that fun stuff that you talk about that you don't, have to worry about. I thought all that was true. So I wasn't willing to do all of that. Eating's just something that I enjoy. And I don't have... I'm a Kentucky girl. I love sweet tea. I love fried chicken. I love tacos. I love burgers. I love pizza. And I just wasn't willing to do what I thought was necessary to lose anymore. And I also thought I just couldn't. Like I said, I just thought I'm too old. My metabolism's bad. I just can't. I have a super supportive best friend. We've been friends since we were kids. And she was always... you can do this. She kind of went through her own transformation and started working out and eating healthier. And she lost a lot of weight and got in shape. And, she kept telling me I could do it. And I'm like, I can't, but
what a great best friend.
Dude, she's always had more faith in me. She's always thought I could do anything. So I was like, what does she know? She thinks I can do everything. She's wrong. she thinks that I can just change my diet and drop all these pounds, but she's just being supportive. She's silly, But you know, and she, I was like, I just can't, you're wrong. And she said, no, you just have to really want to, I know you. And if you really wanted it, you could do it, but you're not willing to, that's not where you are in life. So whatever, you know, love you as you are.
I love this friend. I don't know who she is, but I love this friend.
I'm at her house now. She's not here, but yeah, so her name is Becky. She's a champ. So yeah, she kept telling me I could do it, but whatever. I didn't think I could. So then I hear about you, which ironically, I heard about you when I was at Chuck E. Cheese.
I've never heard of that, but I love that.
It's a pizza place for kids.
No, I've never heard of someone saying they heard about me at Chuck E. Cheese. I love Chuck E. Cheese.
So a good friend of mine was there with her kids and she was bored and she texted me and was like, why don't you just please come up here and talk to me while the kids are playing? I hadn't seen her for a while. So little did I know this little trip to Chuck E. Cheese was going to change my life. I went up to Chuck E. Cheese and she was trying to lose weight and had been for a while.
I'm going to have to put Chuck E. Cheese in the title of this episode. Like,
I don't know, Chuck E. Cheese or Oreos, because we'll talk about
Chuck E. Cheese will change your life forever.
There you go. It absolutely did, though. So my friend's trying to lose weight, and we're talking about all these, you know, hey, are you watching what you eat? You know, everything. And she's like, you know, I've been following this guy on Instagram. His name is Jordan Syatt, and he just keeps preaching this calorie deficit. And I'm like, well, what is that? You know, I mean, I know what a deficit is. I know what calories are. Okay, but you know, how do you get there? What do you mean? And she's like, oh, you know, he ate Big Macs for like a month and still lost weight. And I'm like, all right, now you have my attention. I'm like, well, you know, wait a minute, you know? And so I get on Instagram and I hit the follow button. And you know, I checked out your YouTube and just started following you and reading.
Did you watch the Big Mac challenge?
I did watch the Big Mac challenge. It was awesome.
And
it was like, I mean, it was crazy. I mean, you said it was going to work and it did. And I'm like, maybe this guy knows what he's talking about. Cause you know, you're always hesitant of people on the internet. Everybody's
not,
in it. For,
if you're not scrutinous of the people on the internet, then you're living a very dangerous life.
Right? So yeah, I was like, you know, and so after I started following you, I was like, this just sounds too good to be true. It sounds not easy. I don't want to say it's easy because it's not, but it's so much easier than what I'd always been taught.
It's a good
so it's like,
yeah.
Wait a minute. You know, if this is true, I think I could do this. Like, I hate water. I hate it. But, you know, and I've always been told you have to drink a gallon a day if you're going to lose weight.
I don't know who came up with that. Who came up with that?
Is, I don't know.
The sucky thing about that one is it's like, it's not like the apple cider vinegar ones where it's just like you just don't need apple cider. Like you need water. Like water's really healthy. But sure. For some reason, someone came up like, okay, well, you got to have this. It's tough because it's like you don't want to say you don't need water because obviously you do. But it's like, who came up with that amount and it's necessary for weight loss? Like, what are you doing?
Yes, because I don't mind to drink water. I'll do some things I don't love doing. You know, like you've been talking about that on Instagram a lot too, about, you know, suck it up, be an adult,
yeah.
Vegetables that you don't like. And I'm like, I can do that. But, you know, that's different than you have to drink a gallon a day. This isn't going to work.
You know? It's fear mongering and it's obnoxious. But yeah, sorry, keep going. Yeah.
No, you're good. And so I'm not a coffee drinker. I know. And so it's like, okay, wait, you know, like, well, what the hell can I drink? I can't drink soda. It's got sugar. I can't drink diet soda because it's rat poison and it's got fake sugar, which makes me crave. It tricks my mind into thinking it's real sugar. And then I'm going to crave, man. You know? Yeah. So it's like, what am I supposed to do here? I'm not willing to do that. I'm not willing to always only drink water.
Right.
And then, you know, as far as, you know, you can't eat after 8 o'clock at night and you're just going to store all of that fat. fats, all the sugars in fruit are going to come up and just put all this weight on you. I mean, just all of that. All of that stuff that you said isn't true, you know, that's what I believed. And so, you know, when you were saying all of that's not true, it's like, well, okay, wait a minute. If I can drink a diet, like my best friend still hates that I drink diet soda, but if I can drink a diet soda a day, like that's a treat for me.
Yeah.
Like, I can drink water the rest of the time, but just give me at least that one time a day where I don't have to drink water. And then just as far as the foods go, you know, it's like I don't have to just eat chicken and salads all the time. Like I can eat other things, and I just had no idea, like, what's my, what, how many calories am I supposed to eat? I was just lost. And so once I started following you and you made so much sense, and I was like, all right, you know, I'm going to join this inner circle that he keeps talking about. What's the worst? I can spend $20 or $25, whatever it is. And if I don't like it, I can get out. He makes it sound easy to get out. You don't have to sit on the phone with somebody to cancel your membership. Like, worst case scenario, I've spent some money and I've at least gotten some good workouts from it. Cause I started working out. I guess I skipped that part. Sorry, I'm everywhere.
No, I love that.
After doing
great.
The kickboxing for a year and only going down to 10 and getting stuck at the 160, I miss lifting weights, you know, just lifting heavy things and being in a gym. So I started doing that a couple more times a week, which is, again, when I, you know, started learning about you. And so I was doing those, you know, box jumps and heavy sleds, like all that stuff where you're just like dead on the floor afterwards.
Yeah.
That's unnecessary, you know, but I thought it was necessary, right?
You got to high impact, like really, yeah.
Not really hits, but you think it's hit because that's what you feel it is. But now I know that it wasn't high intensity the entire time because you burn out after doing it for a few minutes.
That's exactly
right.
You
can't do an hour long hit exercise. I mean,
that doesn't exist. It's literally, it's like, exactly. It's like saying like sprint for an hour. It's like that's you'll sprint for about 20 seconds max. And the rest of it, you're just like trying to barely jog.
Yes. So I was doing that. I was using workouts where I had, you know, worked with trainers in the past and kept journals. And so I was doing those and I was burnt out on them. So I thought, yeah, I'm going to join this inner circle thing. Where's, you know, I'm going to do what he says. I'm going to give this guy 30 days or not, you know, at first it was 30. I'm going to give him at least 30 days. If I don't see zero changes, maybe it's not for me, but I could print out some workouts and walk away from this with something gained. So I joined the inner circle in January, I think, very beginning of January. And everybody seemed to start with the Unicorn Strong Challenge. So once I read that and noticed, okay, it's a 90-day challenge. I'm going to give him 90 days instead of 30. I read your material, you know, 30 isn't enough. I learned that, you know, everybody wants to see that immediate change. So, but after reading more of your materials and deciding to just put my trust in you, like let's just see. He seems like he knows what he's talking about. And like you and Susan were talking about the other day about wasted time. Like, it's not wasted time because I at least gave it a shot. And if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. But I wasn't doing anything anyways that was any more beneficial, you know? So it's like, it's nothing waste, nothing lost. So I started with the Unicorn Strong Challenge and I was at 161. I set my goal weight for the calculated calorie calculations. I set it at 140 because that's what I wanted to be. I thought, I'm good. If I get to 140, you know, I'm good. I thought I was good at 160 just because it was so much better than 180, you know? Yeah. So I thought, well, 140 will be perfect, whatever. But you know, when I did that, I thought that might be a little too much, but if I make it to 145, I will be super happy. So I just did what you said. I followed your instructions. I'm not big on high low days. I'm more of an average kind of girl.
Amazing.
Just easier for me to just kind of do an average. And, you know, some days I would come in a little bit lower, but I knew that I wanted to eat something, you know, more less nutritious on the weekend coming up. So it was like, well, you know, I don't always have to meet my calories because I know I'm going to make up for it in a couple of days, but not get too crazy. So I did that. I set my goal for 140. I thought if I get to 145, I'll be happy. And then 90 days came up and I was at 135.
Wow.
I was like, whoa.
Oh my God.
And it just goes to show you how terrible I was eating before. You know, like because I know that I wasn't trying to do it fast. And I know you guys preach that you fast isn't the way. And I get that. And so I was okay with, like I said, 145. I was okay with that. And so I was shocked at how fast it was coming off. And it just showed me like how bad my food choices were before. You know, I was probably eating several thousand calories on the weekends. Several thousand. I mean, I was eating, like I said, pizza, tacos, sweet tea, all of that. And so once I set my calorie goal and actually stuck to it, I lost that weight. I did your workouts too. And, you know, it wasn't just also on the scale. I mean, you could just see it. I think you saw it in the pictures. I mean, there's a lot of definition that wasn't there before. before, and it just, it was crazy. And so I'm so thankful for you and for telling the truth and putting it all out there.
The pictures, it's so, you said 30 pounds, and I looked at the pictures, I was like, it looks like more. Yeah. Right? It looks like more because you clearly added muscle, like put on some serious muscle definition. I mean, it's really incredible. So I sort of want to clarify, when you first went from like 180 to 160, you cleaned up your weeks, but your weekends were still like not good. Is that what was going on?
Yes, that's what's going on. My weekends was just whatever I want to do. And I had cleaned up my weeks, but you know, now that I'm doing it more correctly, I see that I hadn't cleaned it up as much as I thought I had back then, you know? But yeah, it was whatever. Like I said, on the weekends, they were kind of a free for all. And I thought, well, I work out so hard that, you know, it's going to even out at least. At the very worst, it's evening out. But it wasn't. As you know, you can't out-exercise a bad diet. You just can't.
That's one of the most disappointing facts that, like, of reality, like, that really, like, you come to when you get into this stuff. Because I think the single most common question that I've gotten over the last year has been, should I be adding in my exercise calories back into my day? Because like people are really starting to understand, okay, calorie deficit, but now people, they want so bad to add in the exercise calories burn. Number one, because whatever it is they're wearing, whether it's the Fitbit or whatever it is, or just the numbers on the treadmill, it's telling them they're burning way more than they actually are. And it's like, who wouldn't want to add in another 700 to 1,000 calories? Like, of course. It's just just not the way to go, because it's way overestimated. It's inaccurate. Let me ask you this. Are you still, and be honest, be 100% honest, are you still able to enjoy some of your favorite foods? Like, are you, like, tell me about, what's your diet like now?
So, I do like, I like protein shakes and I like protein bars. I know they're not your favorite, but I actually do enjoy them. So
that eat their own. That's what I love. You do you.
But yeah, so, you know, I love pizza, like I said, but so now I just learned to make my own. And, you know, I would use like a pita for the crust, like a low calorie, like a 70 calorie pita bread.
Yeah.
Which helped portion control, because I didn't need to eat a whole small pizza before, but if you put it in front of me, I'm going to. So I would eat like, I do like a pita, and then I would do a turkey pepperoni instead of, you know, regular pepperoni. I would do like skim milk kind of cheese instead of just full fat cheese, you know, put some spices on it and put some jalapenos on it. And so, so I'm still able to enjoy pizza. I just make it myself. I still enjoy tacos. I just make them myself. I use turkey meat. I use hot sauces or just
so good.
Let me just say Trader Joe's has kind of changed my life as well. I don't work for them, but they have so many good sauces there. And that can just change, you know, like, because dieting food can be so bland. But if you can get the right seasonings and sauces that aren't high calorie, that can make them more tasty. So, like, well, that was part of your inner circle, the Facebook group. There were people on the Facebook group that talked about things that they left from Trader Joe's. So I just kind of screenshot some of it. And I wasn't a Trader Joe's fan before. It was across town. I didn't want to drive over there for it. But they kept talking about all this stuff. So I tried it. And, it helped a lot. So I just learned to make the foods that I enjoy myself and make them a lot less calories. And because, you know, what I've found is that I'm staying full off what I'm eating. So that, again, shows me how much I was just overeating before. If it's there, I'm going to eat it, you know, and I don't need it. Now I'm like, whoa, I'm staying. I still go to like my favorite every now and then. I'll go to my favorite taco place, but like, I'm making better decisions and I'm not missing that, you know, like I'm not getting my burrito smothered in cheese anymore, but I'm still getting that burrito.
That's huge.
I'm not getting sweet tea now with it. You know, I'll get a diet soda. And so, you know, just things like that, you're saving 400 calories in one meal or at least that. And if I'm eating out all weekend, or I was eating out all weekend, that's like just thousands of calories that I was just being wasteful, just consuming for no reason. So yeah, now I've kind of reached, you know, I'm fluctuating between 128 and 131. I'm not necessarily interested in losing more weight. I'm just, you know, I don't know whether I should add calories in, because I'm not super hungry all the time. I've learned to space out my meals, and that helps a lot.
Interesting.
So like, after like my breakfast, I start out with some oatmeal and a protein shake. And then, you know, I try to make myself wait a couple of hours because it just spacing it out just kind of helps me feel hungry or full all day. After I eat my lunch, I want something sweet. So I just make myself wait like an hour.
Interesting.
Sorry about that. Sorry, somebody called me. I declined it. Sorry.
Oh, it's all good. No worries. Wait like an hour after lunch?
Yeah, just wait an hour and then have that little sweet and salty bar or granola bar or whatever. I mean, you know, just wait an hour because chances are if I eat it right after lunch, I'm still going to want it an hour from now. And now I'm going to have two servings instead of one. So.
I love that. Now that is very smart. That is something that, did you have to learn that yourself? Did you make that up yourself? You're like, I'll just wait an hour.
I kind of realized. So here's I eat Oreos every day.
Shut the hell up.
Every day. I get up when I do my calorie tracker, I've kind of tapered off on that. But when I needed to do it daily, every morning I would already put in just my one serving of Oreos because I knew I was going to want to have it that night.
Oh my God. Are you kidding me? This is amazing.
And I could have. So I would, you know, after my dinner, I'd probably eat dinner around 7. And yeah, if I eat my Oreos at 7:30, I'm going to want more Oreos probably at 9 o'clock at night. Right. So I just make myself wait until 8:30. And I never would have done that before because eating after 8 o'clock is bad. So, you know, I eat dinner and I wait a half an hour and then I walk my dog for half an hour. And that's kind of like my reward. Like, you know, you've done everything you need to do for the day. And now it's 8:30 and I'm going to sit down and I'm going to have my four little Oreo thins or my three regular Oreos. I can tell you what the servings and the calories are
for regular thins. Let me ask you this, because so many people, I'm trying to figure out how to phrase it best, because I don't want to put an answer in your mouth. Were you ever the kind of person who felt like you would either eat all of it or none of it? Like, were you ever the kind of person, like, would you ever eat a whole sleeve of Oreos at a point in time? Was that, like, ever in your personality?
Not a whole sleeve, but I'd probably eat, like, eight.
Three
servings instead of, you know, yeah, I could stop myself, but I would have, you know, like I said, two or three servings as opposed to one. And I am able to just stop at one serving, you know, for the most part now. I got a little big headed there for a while. I was like, I've got good self-control. So, you know what, you had some peanut M&Ms. Those are like one of my favorites.
Oh my God.
Thanks,
yeah.
Susan.
I'm literally looking at them in the corner of my eye right now. Oh, they're right there on the counter.
So good. So I bought some and I did find out I don't have as good self-control with those.
Got it. Okay.
You know, you got to learn. And so, but I could have them every now and then, but it's just not a good idea for me to have a big bag of those around my house. I'm much better with self-control when it comes to Oreos or another type of cookie or something that's good, but not, you know, those M&Ms. I was killing them. So I was like, okay, my self-control doesn't work for everything.
That's such a good point, though. And it's something, because let's say, when did you recently got those peanut M&Ms, right? Like within the last month or so?
Yeah, about a month ago.
And like you went a little bit out of control with them, like you had too much.
Oh, yeah. I'd have 2 to 3 servings a day instead of, you know, I was only supposed to have one of that really sweet dessert. You know, I mean, like I said, I might have a granola bar or a sweet and salty bar earlier in the day and consider that a dessert. But, you know, the cookies or the candy, that was the real treasure.
You know, there's something about you. You have this it, right? There's this it about you that's indescribable. It's just like you have this positive, optimistic, indescribable it. That is, it's incredible. And there's one of the ways that I can sort of pinpoint it is everything you've said has had a positive spin on it. Everything from when you hit 180 and then you went down to 160 and then you went down to, you're like, if I get to 145, a lot of people are like, well, if they got to 160, they would be unhappy because they were only at 160. And then if they got to 145, they would be unhappy because they were at 145 instead of where they could, like every time you hit a new milestone, you're always finding a way to find the positive side of it, always finding a way to enjoy it and be optimistic about it.
That's and funny also, that you point that out, because I'm sorry to interrupt, but I never thought of myself that way. I always kind of think of myself as more of a doom and gloom kind of person. So thank you for pointing that out.
Isn't it funny how that works, though? And there's something called – have you heard of the Dunning-Kruger effect?
No.
So there's something called the Dunning-Kruger effect. And the Dunning-Kruger effect is basically where people who are very, 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 very smart – consistently underestimate their intelligence. They often think they're very stupid and like other people are smarter than them. And people who are more stupid tend to think they're much smarter than they are. They overestimate their intelligence and they look down on other people. And this is a very common occurrence. This is real. We see it across populations. This isn't cultural. Like, this is real. We see this all over the place. And I think I see the exact – I've seen zero studies on this, but I've worked with thousands of people. And the people who are the most positive and most optimistic oftentimes think that they bring other people down. They oftentimes think that like they're the doom and gloom person, whereas the people who are the most oftentimes doom and gloom and the most pessimistic and negative oftentimes think that they're very optimistic and positive and uplifting.
Interesting.
It's very interesting. But what I think one of the reasons you're so incredibly successful is because you always find the positive. Now, you could have had the M&Ms, the peanut M&Ms, and you could have been like, I screwed up. I ruined it. I had too much. I've been eating too many. But you didn't let that turn into something where you just kept making mistakes and just like a downstream effect of more and more and more issues. You were like, all right, cool. So now I know I can't keep those in the house. I'll have my Oreos instead. You found the positive action to take. You didn't just say, oh, well, I just can't do this. Woe is me, blah, blah, blah. You just always find what to do. And it's so impressive to me. And it's so important for you to know this about yourself because it's very special and unique. And I really want you to know that.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, no, I would not have thought of that about myself. So thank you. Yet another way you have influenced me and made me feel good about myself.
It's all true. It's all true. I mean, so when you were saying earlier, you're saying you don't eat all that good food. Is that what you were saying by about like you have the Oreos every day?
Yeah. Well, that and like I just hate healthy food for the most part. I mean, I don't hate it. Like I do. I hate broccoli and I hate cauliflower and I hate but I make myself eat it because it's good for you and you're a grown adult and sometimes you just gotta do crap you don't love to do. But you know, I'll do that with like my protein, but I always have to have, you know, a good, like I have to have potatoes with that. So what I do is like I'll just eat the broccoli and the cauliflower to get it out of the way like that. Like, you know? And then I take it slow with the rest of my meal and just kind of enjoy it. So, you know, this definitely isn't a torturous way of living because it's good for me and I know it's good for me, but I don't enjoy those things. So I just have to make sure I have enjoyable things that come along with it that go, okay, let's get this out of the way. And then let's go slow and enjoy the good stuff.
You know, it's so funny. I recently realized I do something and I never realized this before. When I was a kid, my mom, if we were going to have dessert, my mom would only let us have dessert if we first finished our vegetables. Like it was like, you don't have to finish your meal, but you have to finish your vegetables if you're going to want dessert. And I remember as a kid, like I would hold my breath and eat my vegetables just so that I could like get them all down. And I realized the other night we were having broccoli, and I didn't even tell my girlfriend this. She's going to hear this right now for the first time. I realized I was holding my breath in my nose while I ate my broccoli.
That's
just because that's just what I do. It's my natural response. I hold my breath because I know that I'll taste it less. And it's one of those things where it's like, I don't even hate broccoli that much. Like, and there are many ways to make it taste great. You char it, grill it, whatever you want. There are many ways to do it, but I keep getting this question. Can I have powdered greens instead of eating my vegetables? Or like, what if I just don't want to eat vegetables? And now listen, there are some people, they have issues with their gut or digestion in which raw vegetables are very difficult for them to eat. I'm not talking to those people. I'm talking to the adults who just aren't eating vegetables because they're like, well, I just don't like them. It's like, what? Too bad is right. It's like if you only did the things you liked whenever you liked them, it would be a very dangerous life.
Like, wow, that's the world we live in, though, right? Everybody just, you know, it's all just about instant gratification. So
it's 100%. I'm beyond impressed with you because you say all the things that I think a lot of people are scared to say because they don't want to be vilified. they don't want to be like you're doing amazing things. And it's funny when you're like, I have Oreos on a daily basis. My first thought goes to, wow, that would make a killer YouTube video. I eat Oreos every day and went from 180 to 129 pounds. Right. That video would go bonkers and people wouldn't believe it, but it's so true.
Yeah. I still enjoy a donut when I want a donut. And it's, I, my mom, she's really happy that I've lost weight. And, I went and got donuts, I don't know, like a month ago, and I took a picture and put it on Facebook, and my mom was like, commented like, what are you doing? Just lost all this weight. Like, It's okay, Mom. I can have a donut every now and then. And, or, you know, when I go home to visit him, my dad, there's a local donut shop, and he always gets me donuts. And she's like, well, Dad better not go get you donuts when you're home. And I'm like, oh, it's okay. I'm not going to fall back. I just, you know, the way that you've helped me, and I just enjoy the way I eat. Like, and like I said, I know that losing a little bit fast, everybody says is bad because it's not sustainable, but, you know, I feel like this is like, it's just been a lifestyle change. I don't dislike the way that I eat. I might like dislike some of the foods, but overall I'm eating things that I enjoy. And if I can eat things that I enjoy and stay closer to this 130 mark, or I know scales can be funny or whatever, just feel, you know, have my wear certain sizes or whatever, you know, I'm good. I'm happy. I haven't even had sweet tea since February. You know, that's crazy for a Kentucky girl. I don't even miss it. Because sometimes I think when I go to my favorite taco place where I always used to get one, it's like, I don't even want the sweet tea. It's weird.
You know, it's one thing I think is important to clarify. I've made this mistake as well, saying fast weight loss isn't as sustainable. I should amend it to saying, if the methods are unsustainable, the results are unsustainable.
Yeah.
What you've done is you've found methods that you are able to enjoy that also allow you to see progress. And your progress just so happens to be relatively fast, but it's relatively fast with sustainable, maintainable methodology. If your results were done with, you're never allowed to have Oreos, you're never allowed to have donuts, you're never allowed to have fried chicken, you're never allowed to have pizza, then it wouldn't be sustainable. But because what you're doing is sustainable, the results are also sustainable. I think that's what you've done very well, is you've been able to do it in a way that you actually enjoy. And enjoyment, I think this is another thing. Enjoyment doesn't mean you love it all of the time, 100% of the time. It doesn't mean that it's easy, but like you said earlier, it's easier. It's that
er is important. Because that, it just wasn't doable for me, and this is.
Let me ask you this, and if there's nothing, then that's totally fine. Is there anything I can help you with? Is there anything that I can answer for you or help you with? Because, I mean,
you've already helped me so much. You know, I just wanted to say that, like, you know, I can't even imagine how many people's lives you've changed. I saw on your birthday on Facebook, just so many people, like, you've changed my life. I'm like, I can't even imagine what that feels like. So kudos to you, because, that has to be an amazing feeling. And I can't thank you enough for what you've done already. You know, no, I don't know. I mean, going forward, I'm staying in this inner circle. It's not I lost it. I'm out now. You know, I'm in. I told my best friend the other day, because every, you know, we talk about fitness a lot because she's into it now, you know, and she's a great cook, by the way. It's been great staying here for the week. And she can cook the health, even broccoli, in a way that I like it. Yeah. And she tries to teach me, but I'm like, it just doesn't work, Becky. It's just yours. I don't know. God, I don't even know where I was going with that. Now I lost myself in my story, but I don't know. We talk about eating healthy all the time. It's good to have a partner, you know, that's in it with you. And I totally lost where I was going. What are we talking about?
It's all
good.
I do that all the time.
I don't know.
I appreciate you immensely. And I hope, you know, if you don't want to share this, you do not have to. If you would like to share your Instagram for people to follow you or reach out to you, that'd be great. And I guarantee you'd get a significant number of people saying thank you. But if you don't want to, if you want to keep it private, that's totally fine as well.
I just remembered where I was going with that story now that you said, sorry. being random. So yeah, every time I'm like, well, Jordan says this and Jordan said that. And I'm like, I feel like I'm in a cult. And she's like, you know what? This is the best. I'm okay with that. This is a good cult that you're in. You know, I like this. He's keeping my best friend healthy, and I like this cult. So yeah, everything's like, well, Jordan says this, Jordan says that. But yeah, so, you know, my Instagram's kind of lame. I mean, it's just me and my dog and my friend's kids a lot of the times. I'll post some fitness things every now and then, but yeah, I mean, anybody's welcome. It's just my name. It's Chiara, Chiara, and then _ Fletch, Fletch. That's all it is.
All right. Well, what I'll say is, if anyone wants to just say thank you for you sharing your story, I encourage you to go just DM Chiara and just say thank you. Maybe send her some love and some sweet tea or Chuck E. Cheese vibes. But
that's right. So what is Chiara, this? Is it going to be named Chuck E. Cheese or is it going to be named Oreos? How about Chuck E. Cheese and Oreos? Both.
The Chuck E. Cheese and Oreo diet for fat loss, something like that. Need to figure out what to name this, but I can tell you, and I seem to say this way more often than I should because I think it takes away from it, but this is it's one of my favorite episodes that I've done. And I was speaking with Kat, you know, my assistant Kat, who helped schedule this, and we're just beyond impressed with you. Like, you I mean it. Like, I let Kat know immediately. I was like, oh my god, did you see this email? Like, this is crazy. So thank you so much. You're a blessing. You're incredible. I appreciate you. And if I can ever help with anything, you know exactly where to reach me.
Thank you so much, Jordan. You're the best.
Have a wonderful day, okay?
You too. Tell your girlfriend I said hi.
I will. Bye-bye.
Take care.
That wraps it up for this episode of the Jordan Syatt Mini Podcast. Chiara, thank you so much for coming on, and thank you to everyone for listening. I hope you enjoyed the episode. If you did, please leave a 5-star review on iTunes, and if you would like to join the inner circle, you can do that at www.sfinnercircle.com. Have a wonderful day.